I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't.
Hailing out of Lindsay, Ontario, Canada, currently based in Toronto and fresh off the stage of Jimmy Kimmel, we have the stumbling assassin, frontman of the Strumbellas, Simon Ward, on the phone.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
First question, man, why are you the stumbling assassin?
You know what? I was a big fan of Wu-Tang Clan growing up. I'll be tossing and forcing, my style is awesome. So I was trying to think of a sweet, like, Wu-Tang name to call myself. So Stumbling Assassin just kind of came about. It really means nothing. I'm not stumbling or an assassin.
You have to realize, man, guys like me are going to look way too much into this name and assume it has something to do with coming home drunk and you have great skills of not making noise, but that's not true.
Yeah, no, there's not a lot of story behind it, to be honest.
Totally fair. I do want to congratulate you on the Jimmy Kimmel Live performance. You're bringing it in full on the U.S. national television debut. Who were the other guests on the show when you did that?
We saw David Spade downstairs, which was sweet.
No kidding.
So that was awesome. And I think that was it. Jennifer Godwin, I think, as well.
Favorite David Spade movie?
Oh, Tommy Boy, I think.
Tommy Boy and Black Sheep. It's tough between those two, right?
I think I'd edge Tommy Boy a bit, but yeah, they're both pretty sweet.
The feeling of playing Kimmel, did it mean the world to you? I mean, say compared to something like Massey Hall, which was more, what was bigger for you?
Oh, you know what? That's a tough question. I mean, they were just so different. Like Massey Hall, I had like my mom and my brothers there. So that one meant a lot to me to play for my family. But like Kimmel was Kimmel, you know, like it's once in a lifetime opportunity. And for me, I get so nervous before stuff like that I can't really enjoy it until after. So like after the fact, I was like, oh, that was the best. Like going into it, I was just a bit of a nervous wreck. So it was hard to sit back and enjoy it while I was playing.
Wow. I can't imagine the feeling of in the green room, you know, having this kind of countdown. You don't handle that well, you said.
No, I handle that terribly. It's just like, I'm just looking at my watch going, oh my God, 4 minutes. Oh my God, 3 minutes, 2 minutes. So yeah, it's all good. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm working on it. I'm trying to get a little more relaxed before playing and stuff.
I really feel like one of the biggest takeaways I had is that you rose to the occasion. You were as big and beautiful as the band ever is in front of those lights. So that's an incredible thing. What about the reaction back home? 20,000 person town of Lindsay, Ontario. They must have lost their minds.
Yeah, it was like the response, like, it's funny, like, Lindsay is just, like super supportive of us. Like, you know, when we put something out on our Facebook, you know, it's on our feeds constantly because we have so many friends in Lindsay who, like, share it and like it. So we got an amazing response. But it was just great, like, you know, to send my mom a note, be like, Mom, Kimmel, crazy, right? So it was pretty magical. Like, everybody at home was super proud of us.
In the past, you've been reported as saying, I paraphrase probably, I hate hippies. It's in jest, but can you explain that statement?
I did not realize I said that.
Something to that effect.
I kind of love hippies, but I think the thing is everybody thinks I'm a hippie. And so I get that a lot because I dress, you know, I really kind of dress loosely and I wear bare feet all the time. But I think more if I said that, it was more that I'm like the opposite of a hippie. I'm not very hippie-ish at all. I'm pretty like uptight and stressed and live by, you know, different principles than that. So, no, I don't mind hippies. I like them. I always think that they dress the coolest.
They do. Yeah. Well, that was kind of it. You have the bare feet. You have the beard. Lyrics, handwritten. No iPad, no digital intervention. So I figured we'd put the Sonic 1029 hippie test on you right away just to make sure that you're not missing something here, all right?
Yeah.
The Sonic 1029, are you a hippie test?
What do you choose in this category? Quinoa? Or rice?
Rice.
Going rice. Do you drive a car or do you have a bicycle?
Car.
Do you own a TV? And if you do, does it have rabbit ears on it?
No.
No TV.
Oh, no, sorry. I do have a TV.
Yeah.
No rabbit ears.
Have you ever hula hooped or swallowed fire?
No.
Can hemp?
Neither.
Can hemp solve all our world problems?
Absolutely not.
And finally, do you use a neti pot?
I don't even know what that is.
You're officially not a hippie, sir. You know yourself well.
Yeah.
One more thing before I let you go, and I really do appreciate your time. You currently have the number one song on our radio station countdown, the Sonic Countdown. You're the man right now, and I wanted to know if you had a message to all the Sonic boys and girls who have let the Strumbellas into their hearts.
Honestly, my message is like just a giant big thank you, because when we put out this song, we had no idea it was going to do good or well, and just like it's blowing our minds every day. when we see stuff like it's on the top of the chart of a radio station like yours. So my message is just a big thank you. It's all a very big surprise and shock to us.
You've got us very excited for April 22nd. That Hope album is going to be fascinating to explore, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much, and looking forward to the next time you guys roll through Edmonton.
Sounds good. We'll be there soonish.
Okay, wait, is there something you want to tip us off on that I can tease?
Well, I just know that we're making sure that we get across Western Canada as soon as we can. It's something we really want to do, because every time we go out there, it's so supportive. So I can assure you that it's like high up on our radar to make sure we come back to Western Canada. I just don't know exactly when yet, but it will happen soonish.
Is there one thing about the song Spirits that nobody knows that you could tell me right now?
I can tell you that the bridge was written as a instrumental piece after I watched the movie Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. I was trying to write an end piece for that part of the movie.
Dude, you just blew my mind. I love that stuff. I love that stuff. We live on that. So thank you very much, man, and looking forward to the next Edmonton show.
Cheers. Thanks for the call.